Okay, so tonight's topic is obviously very relevant, relevant for some and not others. The question of outdoor minyanim is relevant for some communities and others not yet. Some have split decisions, the one we live in. It's a confusing question. Those who are not yet encountering this question, if not yet in a couple weeks, they will. And there's an email, as you all know, sent out right before Shabbos with lacking some of the relevant halachas, so I figured this week I'd spend talking about all the halachas, shilas that I could think of, or you could think of, over the course of the next few days. For example, one person called me Erev Shabbos that he doesn't really want to daven in the minyan. He likes davening by himself inside the house. It's much more kavana. Does he have an obligation to go out to the minyan now? Is it chiv for him to leave his house? People questioning about crossing, you know, making a minyan over the street, which is what tonight's discussion will be, about seeing people, how many people do you have to see? Does everyone have to see everyone? Only the chazan? That will be a different topic. So these are, I think, three or four lined up for this coming week. Send in some more. And then Kriyas HaTorah, how do you work out with the aliyahs, people coming in, the same guy crossing over, you know, properties. I should also mention that I got an email from a different shul whereby their rules in their community are different than ours, which is also very important. In our community right now, what they're letting is that everyone must stay on their own property. But some communities let you be on the same property, but with a proper 6 feet distancing. So these halachas will sometimes change in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, but we'll get to that, Mirz Hashem, later on in the week. So let's focus right now on making a minyan with people who are on the other side of the street, or perhaps even on the other side of the sidewalk. What does that all mean? So firstly, we just have to be clear that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Nun Hey, in Siv Yud Gimel, Tzarech Sheyihu Kol Ha'asar B'makom Echad, Ushliach Tzibor Imahim. Everyone, all 10 at least, must be in the same place, including the Shliach Tzibor. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, if you could see this person, see that person. So we'll discuss seeing either tomorrow night or the night after. But I want to focus on, again, the street in between. So everyone has to be in the same makom. How do you define a makom? We're outside. The outside is endless. So how do you define the same makom? So there is halacha in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, making a zimun. Zimun is one of the main sources about how to be mitzari people, how to include people into a zimun, into a minyan. So in the first sif of Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, Shulchan Aruch writes the following, that you have Shei Chaburos She'ochus Bebayis Echad, two groups of people in one house, or even B'Shnei Batim, two different houses. And he talks about Miksasim Roan Elus Elus, some see this one, some see that one. And then he writes at the very end, talking about how you're Mitzarif, two different groups of people. He quotes a Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, She'im Rishus HaRabim Mafsekes Bein Shnei Batim, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, which it breaks up the two houses, Einam Mitzarifin B'Shum Inyan. They cannot be Mitzarif. The Rishus HaRabim breaks up the Tziruf. Just like in an Erev, you can't build an Erev when there's a Rishus HaRabim, so too you can't be Mitzarif when there's a Rishus HaRabim in between. How do you define a Rishus HaRabim? Some opinions say if it's 16 amos wide, around 32 feet, which is going to be a problem in many areas. Others say 600,000 people passing by. How do you calculate 600,000 people at one given moment over the course of a day living there? That really makes no difference because the Taz says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz on that halacha, he says, Lav dafka rishis rabim. You don't really need a public domain, a public highway passing through. Lo lav rishis rabim mamish, shoot rachav tesayin amos. You don't need a 16 amos wide rishis rabim. Dehu adin kishayesh shvil hayachid mafzik bein tayim. Even if you have a street or even a sidewalk where an individual, where cars or people walk through, that would serve as a hefsek. So it's a very big problem then. If you have a street in between, you can't be mitzarif the guy across the street. So for me, it doesn't make a difference. I've got to park across the street from my house. So even if I had houses, it wouldn't work, according to the Mishnah Berurah. I need 10 men on my side of the street without any alleyways or walkways in between each of the houses. That's a Mishnah Berurah. Now, Rav, in Lakewood, Rav Felder quotes this Mishnah Berurah. There's a whole tshuva that came out from Rav Felder in Lakewood, and he just quotes the Mishnah Berurah as saying, it's a problem. You can't be mitzarif streets. He talks about, let's say you live in, you know, one of those cul-de-sacs, or not even a cul-de-sac, even less of a street like that, you have where there's like a driveway, an open driveway, like a U-shaped area. There's little, I don't know what they call them, but in Lakewood they had a lot of those like complexes where you have the houses facing each other And then there's a little, it's a driveway. It's an open driveway where they close the gates off and they have the bikes going around. That's not really a street. So he talks about that case. But if it's a regular street, he felt there's a problem based on the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah Berurah. So is there any room to be makel to make a minyan with people across the street? So there is a tshuva that came from Bnei Brak. I don't know where it came from, but I'll just share the sources that he felt that there is room to be makel in a case of over the street. What's the basis? So number one, he has three basic reasons. Number one, it says in the Mechaber, it's only a Yesh Misha Omer. Only some hold that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in street will break up the minyan. That's a Yesh Misha Omer. Number two, I'll add, the Pasha Pshat is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Taz is the one who extended it to a Shvil Yachid. So maybe it doesn't even include a regular small street. Number three, the Ber Lacha on this din, when he's talking about the Taz, it's Masha from the Taz, he's talking about you need a tzir for benching at a chuppah. But he says, the El Yerabba says, he's referring to not benching, he's referring to Sheva Brachos. When you have Sheva Brachos, you need 10 people together. If 5 people are there, 5 people on the other side of the street, that's by Birchas Chasanim, by Sheva Brachos. But maybe the din wouldn't apply to Minyan. So number three is, who says the din of Birchas Chasanim, Sheva Brachos, will necessarily apply to Minyanim? Maybe there are different reasons and different protocols necessary for Minyanim. So that's a third reason why there's room to be Mekel. And fourthly, which is really fascinating, you know, historically this is fascinating, because, you know, all of us, no one here has ever experienced such a situation of COVID-19, coronavirus, Dever, Magefa. So people are talking about 1918, when there's a flu, how that impacted people's lives for 1, 2, maybe even 3 years. So it's hard for us to imagine. But this existed. This is not a new thing. It just doesn't happen that often, Baruch Hashem. But when it happens, it's very serious. So there's a fascinating Shari Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nunhei that they point to. And he's talking about, I didn't do any research to know what city this really is. Maybe you know from how I'll pronounce it. It's a place called Lazirito. I don't know where that is. But in Lazirito, some city or some village, there was a place where they had guards out because there was an ipush avir, which means something bad in the air. There's a magefa going around, and everyone was on lockdown. They couldn't leave the house. So they said in that place, so there was a shomer, the people were locked inside, and he describes there were two kitos, two groups of people, shisha bebayis echad, 6 in one house, vidal bebayis acher, and there was 4 in the other house. Ven yachon liga zebezeh, they couldn't touch each other, and this topic, they were not sure, chacham echad wasn't sure, im hadal yachon lihos lefnei pesach habayis, v'yitztarfu la'asara, could the 4 in one house be matched up with the 6 in the other house, because kevin shiron zebezeh, they could see each other. But they couldn't leave their property, it says. V'kasav, came into Elo, Ein Rishai, and Likanis Lefnim. They couldn't enter into each other's houses or properties. V'ashomer Imam, there was a shomer watching over. B'sadeh Lefnei Pesach, in front of the house. V'gam Hashem Abayis, those in the house couldn't leave the house. And also, V'gam Maver L'Rabim, there was a street in between the houses. They weren't sure. And he ends up saying, since it's a... He says, since it's inyan, that person should not be bevatel a minyan more than 40 days without kaddish or kedusha, there's room to be mekel. So you see a clear sheet in Shari Tshuva, who was mekel in this instance, even though there was a street in between, if 40 days had passed. We are beyond 40 days now, so there is room to be mekel. So we have now Rafelder on one side who was against it. He didn't have any sympathy for the streets. And then you have this Tshuva from Bnei Brak, who thought there is good reason to be mekel. So I'm not being machrir between these different poskim, but I'll make my own suggestion, which is that if you're in a situation whereby you don't need the minyan, what do you mean don't need the minyan? Let's say you need to say kaddish. You want to say kaddish, you need to say kaddish. So then there's what to rely on. There's what to rely on, the Shari Tshuva and the Ber Lacha and others, that maybe you can make a minyan across the street. But if you're in a situation where you don't need the minyan, you want the minyan, and we'll learn tomorrow night about what the obligation of minyan is in general, and in this circumstance, maybe it's best not to cross over the street if not needed to. But if a person really needs the minyan, he needs the kedusha, he wants the kaddish, he wants the yesh meiraba, there certainly is what to rely on. So again, depends. There's the yesh v'yesh. And I would say if you're not sure in your situation what to do, I'm happy to help guide you through. But this is the basic understanding of whether or not a street is going to be mafsik between the two sides of the street. Okay, everyone have a good night. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow night.